The following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org, and it contains explicit language.
You are listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. My name is Dawson Ludwig, and I'm here with our producer, Casey Newland. Hi, Casey.
Hey, Dawson. On this episode, we're taking a look at the 2015 Noise Pop Festival lineup and highlighting, or cherry-picking rather, our favorite tracks from our favorite artists playing this year's festival.
That's right, and before we get into it, we would be remiss not to mention that tickets and badges can be purchased at noisepop.com/2015. That was my first and last promotion plug.
Yeah, right. So first up, we have a band called The Church, who is an Australian band that have been together for 35 years.
Jesus.
And they just released their 25th album called Further Deeper in October. But you might, like me, best know them for their 1988 hit Under the Milky Way, which was featured on the Donnie Darko soundtrack in 2001. Here it is, Under the Milky Way by The Church.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, all right. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and
That was The Church, and they will be playing The Chapel. Haha. On Thursday, February 26th. And up next, we have Sales, who is a podcast favorite. They actually narrowly missed my vote for Best Song of 2014. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with them, they're a duo from Orlando, Florida, that create these perfect little bedroom pop gems. And it reminds me a lot of the tone and style of the first Youth Lagoon record, Year of Hibernation. They're going to be playing Brick and Mortar on Saturday, February 28th. And this is their song, Chinese New Year. Here.
Was Chinese New Year by Sales. And now we have our hometown heroes, Geographer,
who are playing the gorgeous Fox Theater.
Yeah, so exciting. And this is actually their third Noise Pop Festival with us.
That's right.
They opened for Atlas Sound in 2010 at Great American, and then they headlined in 2011 at the Independent, which was an amazing show.
Yeah, it feels really cool to host them, sort of leapfrogging from opening to headlining the Independent to headlining the Fox. It's a really cool trajectory that they're on.
Exactly. And now they're in a position where they can pull up bands just as bands did for them in the past. And they'll have local support from a really great band called Empires, who will play right after Geographer.
Yeah, so let's listen to a classic Geographer track, Verona, and then we will listen to a song from Empires that is called How Good Does It Feel?
Sounds so wrong. You
Was How Good Does It Feel by Empires, and they are going to be playing alongside Geographer at the Fox Theater on Friday, February 27th. And up next, we're going to have another Fox band and their opener. We have New Pornographers, who are headlining the Fox on February 28th, and they're going to be supported by, amazingly, How to Dress Well.
Yeah, I love that pairing. It's so interesting, but it should be great.
Yeah, and it works really well.
Totally.
Yeah. New Pornographers, of course, are Dan Behar of Destroyer, Nico Case, and AC Newman. It's a super group that is just fantastic, and they had a wonderful new record this year, or last year, called The Brill Bruisers. And we're going to listen to a track called Moves, and then from there, we're going to go to How to Dress Well and his song, Repeat Pleasures.
Sing along,
it's not over.
wisp of that light. Now that I've known you, the truth could never come without your smile. But love should have warned you, living on this island with left behind. And an innocent sigh, and wanted our love this to never subside. I never wanna miss a moment alive. That your nectar gives us thorn to the night. And now I know. Subside. I never wanna miss a moment alive. Without your nectar kiss, I was thrown to the night. And now I know. Even when we get what we want, these hearts, babe, will never stop longing. Pleasure repeats on and on. Even broken, my heart will go on.
That was Repeat Pleasure by How to Dress Well, preceded by Moves by the New Pornographers. And next we have an artist who I really fell in love with after seeing her open for an acoustic Ty Siegel set last year, of all things, and that's Jessica Pratt.
Yeah, I love Jessica. She creates this really unique blend of classic folk and, dare I say, freak folk.
Which is totally true, but I also was reading something that she tries to distance herself from that label. I think it's just it's a little dated already, because you know, brings to mind Devendra and Joanna Newsom and all these artists that are still great, but it's definitely makes me think of, you know, early 2000s.
Right, which is, I think, as you were saying, like a trend genre.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like an of the moment genre, which you don't necessarily want to be
right
grouped in with.
So I retract that description about Jessica Pratt. She is a classic folkstress in the vein of Vashti Bunyan. I love what she does. She has this really delicate voice and, yeah, has really unique songs.
So let's listen to Jessica Pratt with her song Back Baby from her anticipated upcoming album On Your Own Love Again.
Sometimes I pray for the rain. You know I try to see things from your side, to leave things undefined, but where would you advise? Let it generate a new design for the missing piece I have to disguise. Swallow a paper with the header that your love is just a myth that you've asked. In things like that you can never take part. Like that you can never take.
your glass well that does rain. Oh, at times a frozen thing, it encloses you and it's crystalline. Looks so lovely, but you'll have to decide. If you could play it in reverse and you'd find that you'd better reconsider all the love you took and then cast aside. But things like that you can never take back.
Was Back Baby by Jessica Pratt. And up next, we have Tony Molina, who's playing February 26th at the Rickshaw Stop. Molina is a Bay Area hardcore veteran who's branched out and doing something a little bit different on his own. He's definitely playing into more pop sensibilities on his solo record, with a lot of influences from Weezer and Teenage Fan Club. And it's a blistering album of 12 songs in 12 minutes, which I think is ridiculous and really fun. And we're going to take a listen to Nowhere to Go by Tony Molina from his new album, Distant Dismissed.
I got to leave this town, 'cause all my friends, they like me more when I am not around. You got a plan.
That was Tony Molina with Nowhere to Go from Distant Dismissed. And up next, we have music from Six Organs of Admittance, who are going to be playing at Bottom of the Hill on Thursday, February 26th. Let's listen to their song, Was Wassa, from their record, Ascent.
Thank you.
That was Wassa by Six Organs of Admittance. And up next, we have Girls by Slow Magic.
Was Slow Magic with Girls, and they're going to be playing at 1015 Folsom on Friday, February 27th. Going to be a very, very good show, and tickets are selling very quickly for that, so grab them now. We're going to end with one of our favorite bands, Kraftspels. They released a record earlier this year. Or sorry, I keep saying this year, but I realize it's...
I know, it's 2015, man. Get used to it.
They released a record last year called Nausea, which was one of the most underrated records, criminally underrated. We're going to listen to the title track off of that. They're going to be playing at Great American Music Hall, and we are absolutely thrilled to have them at Noise Pop. So we're going to leave you guys with this track and encourage you to check out noisepop.com/2015 for all of your festival needs. And again, remember that there's music, there's art, there's film, there's so much going on. It takes over the entire Bay Area. So get a badge now, and we will see you out there. All right. Well, thank you, Casey.
Thanks, Dawson.
Thank you for listening to the Noise Pop podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment and let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline, 585-4NOISE-5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.